With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have expressed significant concerns about President Donald Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina to lower the price of beef for U.S. consumers. Argentina has a history of foot-and-mouth disease, said NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. Consumer demand remains strong because of the work producers have done to improve the quality and safety of U.S. beef. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, said lowering beef prices for consumers starts with restoring fairness in the marketplace. Plus, the White House bailed out Argentina with $40 billion in taxpayer-backed aid, and Argentina responded by striking new deals to sell soybeans to China. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said adverse weather and low cattle prices drove herd numbers to levels not seen in decades. Weaker cattle prices are the last thing needed in farm country as farmers consider investing to rebuild their herds, Duval added. Brazil's farmers are planting a record number of corn and soybean acres for the 2025-26 crop season. CONAB, Brazil's food supply and statistics agency, released its first outlook for the new crop cycle and projects an increase in planted area. The expansion is driven by growing domestic demand for biofuels and strong export performance. A University of Illinois FarmDoc article says despite the expected acreage growth, gross margins for both crops are likely to decline significantly due to rising production costs and lower prices. CONAB predicts Brazil's soybean acreage will increase by 3.5% to 121 million acres. That would be the largest area on record. Like soybeans, corn acreage expected to expand, jumping 4% to a total of 56 million acres in the initial estimates. While Brazil gains ground in export markets, margins are getting squeezed by rising input costs, lower prices, and higher interest rates. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing supplemental SRE allocation volumes to the 2026 and 2027 renewable fuel standard volumes. Clean Fuels America shared the potential impact on U.S. soybean farmers and processors with EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. The EPA is co-proposing to either fully at 100% or partially 50% account for 2023 through 2025 small refinery exemptions granted this year by adding a supplemental volume in 2026 and 27. U.S. soybean farmers and processors could lose between $3.2 billion and $7.5 billion in crop value over the next 2 years if the EPA doesn't completely reallocate recently exempted RFS volumes, said Clean Fuels in a letter to Zeldin. Facing Chinese tariffs and growing global competition from Argentina and Brazil, America's farmers can't afford to lose the value that U.S. biomass-based diesel brings. A 50% reallocation will include 490 million gallons lost in biomass-based diesel production and $1.4 billion in lost farm revenue. The National Corn Growers Association is pointing to California as an example of what could be achieved around the country after the state enacted a law extending access to E15 fuels. It's estimated that if consumers had been able to access E15 in California during 2025, it would have created a demand for close to 250 million additional bushels of corn, which would represent 12% of the expected excess corn supply this year. The sheer buying power of the millions of people on the road in California promises to increase demand for corn and ethanol, which is good news for the nation's corn growers. That coming from NCGA President Joe Bauer. Now we want to see Congress act to extend access to year-round E15 to every state in the country. He added that farmers see what's possible with California's new law, and it's time for Congress to follow suit. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.